Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, the Alexandria location, now open and taking appointments. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Jason Bishop, and Eric Pickle, who leads the entertainment page.
All right, boys. The 2018 Emmys were last night.
I watched a little red carpet.
Did you?
Yeah. You love red carpet.
It's awkward television.
Yeah. Did you get to see? Was J-Lo there? Because I saw her in her little bikini.
There were a bunch of actors and actresses that I had no idea who they were.
Well, right.
Because they have all these, you know, Netflix and Amazon Prime, all these shows that are so popular.
Hulu.
I have no idea who
they are. You don't know what The Handmaid's Tale is.
No. Was Ryan Seacrest doing red carpet stuff?
No, I didn't. It was the,
is he out on that now because they stopped talking to him because of the whole Me Too thing?
It was the E! Channel. It was the girl, real skinny girl.
Juliana Rancic or whatever.
Rancic, and then some guy I didn't know.
Is he even on E! Anymore? Because he does that.
I think so.
I would call it Regis and Kelly, but he's the guy.
Yeah, I think he does all that stuff. Yeah. He's got 100 jobs. He's like Pete.
Just I can't watch E! I get enough estrogen by watching Bachelor in Paradise, which, by the way, is one of the worst bottom five shows on TV.
I have friends that watch that.
It's so bad.
What is it? What is Bachelor Paradise? It's all the rejects and losers
who couldn't make the cut and got rejected by the bachelors or bachelorettes. And then they throw them on an island and everybody just bangs and goes on dates
sounds
all the time.
Sounds amazing.
I know.
Sounds amazing.
It sounds like Temptation Island.
It's just so bad.
Exactly.
But I watch it.
Hey, was like that the same show where like a year or so ago, remember there was the one old contestant and the woman, she claimed that he was like molesting her or whatever.
Yes, that's correct.
And then she rescinded the allegation.
It was like in a hot tub.
But she was like passed out.
I'm upset that I don't remember her name.
Because they're boozing so much.
It was like
much.
A brother to like a white chick.
Yeah, I should know her name too. Long blonde hair.
Yeah. I think he was vindicated.
I found out the Emmys were on last night, and I was curious because I saw Fonzie won an award. Fonzie won an award. Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
And it was a show called Barry, which I've never heard of. I don't know where
it's featured.
There's so
many shows out there.
So I clicked on CBS first. My instinct was Emmys, CBS, wasn't there. Then I clicked on ABC, and there was a show called Castaways. Mm-hmm. I didn't do my due diligence to do the research. It looked like a direct rip off of Survivor.
Probably is.
That's what it was.
And I clicked on Fox, and then finally it was on NBC.
Oh, really? I didn't know it. I watched zero of it.
So what was the standout thing of the Emmys? I saw some chick won for The Crown.
I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll give you a couple of the big shows that won.
I'll tell you which ones I've actually heard of.
All right. The best comedy. I don't think there's no chance you've seen this. It was on Amazon. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I've never heard of it.
My wife is kind of into it. I wasn't into it at all.
Best drama? You might have seen it. I don't even know, Jason. Game of Thrones, HBO.
I've seen 40 minutes of it total.
You tried to get 40 more than me.
40 minutes, and it was terrible.
You were out on the dragon.
Dragons
everywhere.
There are dragons.
Goblins.
There's dragons.
Dragons. I don't do dragons.
Right, exactly.
You know what? I like footballs.
That's what I like.
Are there footballs in it? Besides,
no. Not Game of Thrones, there aren't.
Best limited series. I actually think I would have watched this, The Assassination of Johnny Versace, The American Crime Story. I would have been
had
by
no
Andrew
idea that
Cannanan.
Was even
Cannanan looks
made.
Just like JP.
It was on FX.
FX.
I mean, he's a dead ringer
that
for
was,
John
was,
Paul Flame. You weren't into, though, the People versus OJ, and I think that was by the same people that
did
People versus OJ.
It's a little cheesy, then I might not have liked it.
It's the same
cheesy.
Developers.
Oh, then I wouldn't have liked it.
People versus OJ.
They have John Travolta in that one, too.
You know what that is? Poo.
Yeah, yeah. That's
why are we glossing over the fact that
JP looks just like a serial killer. Why are we
do the side-by-side?
I kind of forget what he looks like.
Does Adam do anything?
Look to your left. Look to your left right now. That's
what does Adam do during
like
the show? Put a side-by-side of Andrew Cannon and JP.
Yes,
okay, Andrew Cannon is the spree killer that killed Johnny Versace. I mean,
yeah, I got it wrong. He was a spree killer, not a serial killer.
How many years ago was that?
Ten?
Years ago.
I don't know.
I feel like that happened when we were a nighttime show.
I don't know.
Oh, no way.
I don't think it was that long ago.
When was Johnny Versace?
I'll tell you when he was gunned down at his Miami mansion.
Under 2002.
I'm going over that.
Died 1997.
Oh, thank you. No way.
I mean, is Wiki wrong?
That is not
Is Wiki
long.
Ever wrong?
Oh my God, life
thank
is
you.
There's
by.
No way it's been that long.
I told you. We're gonna it was die. When we were at nighttime
we
show.
Must be, we must be close
that
to
was
death.
That was right when we started.
Yeah.
Life is just flying by.
It really is.
I thought it was 10 years ago. I thought it was 2008.
Not 10 years ago at all.
Yeah. All right,
you wouldn't have guessed 97.
Put a side-by-side of JP's small little head and Andrew Cannon's. I don't know what size it is.
He's a dead ringer.
Right.
Hey, he's a handsome fella.
A handsome fella, but he had some mental issues, that guy.
Yeah.
So, I think he was sexually confused.
Does he host the Junkies Blitz?
I don't think he does. He didn't put a new twist on the Blitz.
Yes. I think he was a big sports fan.
No.
So there's a couple little side stories. One is, I don't even recognize the name of the host. But they had two guys. I think they're actors.
I think they're the guys from
Saturday Night Live.
Oh, they are?
Was it one black guy, one
was
white
it
guy.
Michael Che?
Yeah. Weekend Update.
And Colin Jost.
Yeah, I don't watch it. So apparently it was pretty awkward. I haven't heard it yet, but
really?
We're going to play a minute of it.
Oh.
I mean, maybe we'll stop in 10 seconds, but this is some of the interaction of their opening monologue.
It is an honor to be here sharing this night with the many, many talented and creative people in Hollywood who haven't been caught yet.
This year, the audience is allowed to drink in their seats. Mm-hmm. Hope you're excited about that. Because the one thing Hollywood needs right now is people losing their inhibitions at a work function. We just want to say a quick hello to the thousands of you here in the audience tonight and to the hundreds watching at home. Hi, Silver Lining Senior Center.
Things are getting better, but as we all know, TV has always had a diversity problem, you know? I mean, can you believe they did 15 seasons of ER without one Filipino nurse?
That's crazy. That's just crazy.
Have you been to a hospital?
That's crazy.
Even on a great show like Cheers, I mean, Cheers, I love Cheers, but you're telling me they made a show about an all-white sports bar in 1980s Boston, and not one black dude walked in, saw everybody, then walked right back out immediately?
There's even more diversity coming to TV. There's a Latino Magnum PI. There's going to be a black Samantha in a reboot of Bewitched. But it's going to get balanced out by an all-white reboot of Atlanta called 15 Miles Outside of Atlanta.
That made me laugh.
It focuses on
funny. That one. The
pretty funny.
One was
sorry,
pretty
that's
good.
Funny.
That's pretty funny.
One was pretty good. Chakra, I like the racial humor.
Right.
Everyone
when
in the
racial
liked
humor,
it.
I like. Yeah. Lindsay Shookus kind of made some waves last night. It's Ben Affleck's ex.
Did JP look like you were scanning? How do you not? You're scanning your brain.
Sorry. Lindsay Shookus. Boom. We got to immediately know. Ben's
you
got to
know that. Okay. Shauna Sexton. Bang.
Right. Shauna Sexton. That's his new creeper.
See?
I'm better with the Secretary of Treasury.
Oh, that's so boring.
You're just
boring.
A nerd.
Boring. Secretary of the Treasury.
Lindsay Shookus was on stage Steve last Mnuchin, night. I believe she won her second Emmy with the producers and everything behind the scenes there of Saturday Night Live.
The only thing I know about Mnuchin is his wife is way too hot for him.
Yes.
That's all I have on him.
Wasn't he using the private jets? Like
yes,
Air Force
of
One?
Course. Who doesn't use private jets? Who doesn't have $50,000 curtains hanging in their apartments? Come on, everybody's on the take.
Being in the stock market, that's somebody you should follow.
Ah, please.
He has influence.
Secretary of the Treasury.
Yikes. Julie Chen will be leaving her daytime gig at The Talk, according to TMZ.
How is she going to survive?
They say TMZ is saying that the Tuesday show, I guess that's today's, will include a videotape of Julie saying she's leaving the show immediately.
Oh,
she's not even showing up on the set.
Sure I watch that.
Yeah. Set your DVR immediately.
Although her husband, Les Moonves, has denied any improper conduct, the fact that 12 women have come forward and he was forced out put Julie potentially in a tough spot. She did appear on Big Brother last week, and it appears she's going to try to stick that one out as long as she can. So she did sign off.
What are the allegations of the 12 women?
They're all
horny toes.
A lot of women.
Like he would come out pantsless with like a glass of wine.
Yeah.
He would just get signed.
He was one of those guys, I believe, had a bedroom in his office.
He showed the doctor his own personal tongue depressor.
Yes.
It didn't look a lot like a tongue depressor.
Right.
Last time I went to the doctor's office.
That wasn't from McKesson. They didn't manufacture that one.
Nobody gets that.
Jason, would you do this? If you had the money, let's say it wasn't even your money, if someone else paid for it, would you sign up to get on one of Elon Musk's rockets?
Your money. You paid for it.
Around the moon or go to Mars.
No.
Yeah, I mean, would you chance that at all?
No.
I wouldn't even trust NASA.
Is it just a look at the moon?
Huh?
Is it just a look at the moon?
Yeah,
you're just traveling
my
around.
My understanding I've read this.
I saw the
picture and briefly.
Right,
is that it's just you go up there like for a few hours and you swing around it and you come back to Earth and it's like 250-300K, something like that. And they got some Japanese billionaire. He's gonna be like the first.
I understand
guy.
That's a different level. I don't even like regular sightseeing on this planet. I don't need to leave
the
planet
like
to go sightseeing.
Vegas. Who wants to, you don't even like flying to Vegas.
Hate it. Right. Love being there.
By the way,
there.
How long would it take you to get to the moon? Has what? Anybody?
Well, they said it's going to be a few hours. A few hours you go up and around it.
Come back. You can get to the moon in a few hours with this technology. I'm not buying it.
It's a space shuttle.
How far away is the moon? Ooh. No one wants to put it out there.
No, it's
how far away is the moon?
No, we did this bit
right?
years
250,000 miles.
Like 293,000, I think,
like
roughly.
That.
It's that far away?
Yes.
The moon?
I don't think that's that far.
250,000 miles?
I'm going to look
it's a lot
up
closer
right
than the stars.
Yeah, that's butt far, though. I thought it was closer. I was
238,900.
238,000 miles?
Oh, yeah.
Right. I believe that this thing is like it's a day tripper. It's like you going to New York City
like
on a bolt bus.
It's like going to Sandy Point.
I think it's a day tripper.
You I'm calling there, shenanigans. It being a few hours.
It took Apollo 3 days to get to the moon.
Okay, this one's much sillier than
it's
Apollo.
It's much faster.
Yeah. I mean, that's the 60s.
Although I don't even believe he's built it yet. I believe it's all sort of theoretical.
Oh, it's all in his brain?
I mean, there's like an image of what they think it's going to look like, but I don't think it's built yet.
Just put an extra engine on the back. Yeah.
I believe the one that's jumping out at me, Justin Bieber has signed up for this.
Yeah.
I don't know if that donk from NSYNC, Lance Bass, has signed up for this one.
I'm sure if I have $1 billion in the bank, I'm going to get strapped into a rocket.
Are you kidding?
Get shot to the moon.
Right, you're so blessed.
That's
you got
about
$1 billion.
$1 millionth on my list.
It'll never happen.
No,
it
would never, ever happen.
New Horizons, 8 hours and 35 minutes to get to.
That thing's
not
moving.
Bad. No, I'm sorry. To get to Pluto. It took New Horizons 8.5 hours to get to Pluto.
What?
That's amazing.
Pluto's way far
that's
out there.
That's where JP drives the world.
Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way to Pluto.
Yeah,
that's way to Pluto.
Yeah, you can barely.
So the quickest trip to the moon is 8.5 hours.
That barely got to like the Maryland State House. In space.
Pluto
probably took.
Yeah, Pluto. Isn't Pluto so far out that they just said you're not even a planet anymore? We're not considering you.
No. It took New Horizons 8.5 hours on its way to Pluto to get to the moon. So that's
how
the quickest
long did it
trip
take to get to Pluto's yeah. now the question.
Oh,
8 billion years.
Right. What if it was like, what's that movie that I love that you guys all
you
hated?
Love Interstellar?
Yeah, Interstellar. About like, well, you're in
find
space
the wormholes.
For 1 minute, 10 yeah. years passes by.
Right.
That'd be so hurting. You came back, all your kids are grown, elderly, your wife's right. dead.
What if it's the
so
other
hurting.
Way around?
I didn't make
mean?
It that far. I was looking at my eyes.
If you come back and you're younger,
yeah,
it's impossible.
Everybody else passes you.
Impossible. I would sign up for that. If you could get on a rocket ship to Pluto and you come back 17 again,
yeah.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Sure it wouldn't be expensive. Fly to Pluto. And
not
come
sure
back.
I would
come back.
I would cash out my 401k. Say take it all. If I could go fly, if you could have everybody be silly, yeah. I'll be back in a month. I'm going to come back as a silly 17-year-old EB.
You'd be so bitter when it didn't come back.
Yeah. I'd be bitter when it didn't come
right.
back, though.
Yep.
Why don't you come back to your picture?
Yeah, come back to 11593.
You'd be bitter when your spaceship flies into a black
11593. All right, coming up next, we'll get back to the NFL, go around the NFL with Ross Tucker, former Redskin, here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Former Laker Rick Fox, now in the esports game, is going to join us at 9. And Mike Rizzo, GM of the Nationals, at 9:20. We'll talk about Victor Robles, who hit his first career home run yesterday. But right now, we'll go around the NFL with Ross Tucker. And it's funny, Ross, you can talk about it. You have a lot of jobs. It looks like you're now part of The Athletic. Who isn't? The Junkies.
Yeah, apparently we're not.
We're the only guys not working for them.
I love it, man. We got like our own little army. It's The Athletic army. I love it. And I'm like, I'm all in on that model, by the way. I'm so sick of going to websites where like the video pops up and, you know, starts playing and or these ads pop up,
oh,
you know, for whatever
so
it is.
Annoying. It's like, so annoying.
It's like $3 a month. I mean, for less than like a cup of coffee, that's to me, that's to just read what I want to read. And it's the local stuff and the national stuff and not having to worry about pop-ups and banners. I mean, for $3 a month, yeah, it's worth it to me.
That's definitely a deal.
All right, so we were talking about the NFL earlier and just all kinds of things, and we'll get to the Redskins, but one of the things we were kicking around was the Josh Gordon situation. And the New England Patriots roll the dice on Josh Gordon. If you had to bet, is this going to work out in New England with Josh Gordon as Tom Brady's new toy?
I would bet no. I would bet he gets cut before the year ends, would be my guess.
I agree.
Now,
I
might be wrong.
I agree.
And I don't really mind that they did it. You know, you've got Brady at 41. They clearly have some concerns about their receivers and weapons right now. And you're trying to win another one. We get it. I actually like the move for the Patriots. I mean, who cares about a fifth round pick? You know, especially with that organization and the stage that they're at right now, they always end up somehow having like five more picks than everybody else anyway. So I think the risk reward is there for the Patriots, but I still don't think it's going to work. I mean, there's a lot of times the Patriots have done that. You'd be like, all right, okay, they're taking a shot on Ochocinco, shot on Haynesworth. It seems like more of those haven't worked than have as of late. You know, the ones that have worked, Corey Dillon and Randy Moss, those were a long time ago. I mean, that was like 12. I was there with Corey, and then Randy Moss came right after me. And the difference between those guys and Josh Gordon, there's a lot of them. But one thing is those guys were chronic malcontents. Those guys had attitude issues, right, because they didn't like being on the Bengals and the Raiders at the time. Josh Gordon's totally different. I mean, Josh Gordon is an accountability issue. You just can't count on him, which is crazy because that's Belichick's number one thing. Like, this is the guy that sends home players if they're 2 minutes late after it snows 4 feet of snow. All like, right. I'll be very curious to see how much patience he has because he just – that kind of stuff drives him crazy, man, crazy. So I'm sure he's already realized he's going to have some patience, but – we'll see how long it takes to see if it wears thin. And we'll see if Josh Gordon can get Brady's trust.
Right.
You know,
right.
Brady doesn't like throwing picks. Brady doesn't like throwing the guys that aren't where they're supposed to be either.
But right. Like you said, I mean, if he does stay sober and he shows up on time and he's fine for the next, you know, 14, I mean, it could be a huge get for them. If he can't, it's a big if.
But if he could do all those things, he would have more than 20 catches in his career since 2014. I mean, the Browns basically did everything they could to try to get more out of that guy and to try to get him on the field, and they finally gave up. So I don't know what going to New England is going to change that, but we'll see. You know, because like I said, it's an accountability thing more than his attitude.
Right.
All right, let's talk about the receivers, though, that the Redskins did sign. They clearly have an issue, not able to push the ball downfield. Now, it's only been two games, and in the first game, they were pounding it. I'm not even going to hold it against them in week one. But clearly, they feel like they need some help there. They're bringing Perriman, fast kid, but done nothing, no hands. And then they bring in Floyd, who's done something, but he's much like Gordon. He hadn't really done anything in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys that. Is that they have an injury at receiver that I'm not aware of?
Well, just
they
to
lost
the
some of their depth. They really don't have anybody behind the top three.
They lost Trey Quinn and Cam Sims, guys who were just, you know, the guys who made the team in training camp. And Trey Quinn was actually returning punts, but he got hurt in the first game along with Sims. So they don't have any guys behind the top three.
And they're clearly not happy that they haven't really done anything downfield yet.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, what's weird about that is, I mean, that's why they signed Paul Richardson. I know he made at least one play downfield Sunday, right? One.
Yeah, but they're running him. They're using him differently than I thought, at least from my, you know, amateur eyes. He doesn't seem to be running the same routes that Deshaun ran. He's running more like across the field. They're using him in reverses, that sort of thing.
I mean,
I don't know.
Crowder only had two catches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what's a little bit weird to me about it is I thought, you know, that's why they paid Richardson a lot of money. I thought Richardson did some good things on Sunday. I didn't know. So here's what I would say. Michael Floyd would be like, Michael Floyd is what you want Doxson to be when Michael Floyd's good. Like, he's a bigger body control guy. That's what he brings to the table. Perriman is just raw speed, and obviously he's had his issues that you already referenced. So, I don't know. I mean, my guess is they probably are looking for a guy that they can trust as the fourth receiver, and they're bringing two guys in to throw something at the wall and see what sticks.
What we've said is, if you're Josh Doxson, though, this is clearly a wake-up call. You're in your third year. They're bringing guys in left and right. You're dropping balls. You're really not producing. If I was Josh Doxson, I would not be sleeping easy.
No, I think you're right. And I think it probably is, because I think, you know, Richardson did enough on Sunday. Crowder has done enough in his career that I think those guys aren't going anywhere anytime soon. But Doxson might be the one where they're finally like, all right, we've lost our patience with this guy. Let's see what these other guys can do. But, I mean, you know, if they're available here going into week three, that means no other team wanted them the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They might be able to do something, but I wouldn't count on it, that's for sure.
Ross, yeah. Let's stick in the NFC East here. I love Saquon Barkley and his skill set, but did Dave Gettleman botch it by selecting him at number two overall? He now has the sixth highest paid running back in the league in Saquon, and what appears to be a washed quarterback in Eli Manning through 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a decision that the Giants regret for 15 years.
Wow.
For a couple different reasons. Number one, because Sam Darnold's good. I mean, he wasn't perfect on Sunday, and they lost the game, but you know it when you see it. He's good. I mean, Darnold's the real deal. He made some impressive throws. You know, the one pick, Terrell Pryor just quit on the route on him for some unknown reason. You guys probably remember that happening. But Darnold's good, and Eli – I mean, I'm not even convinced Eli is better than Darnold right now. I mean, Eli – now, I will say this. The Giants' offensive line and their refusal to pick up a blitz the other night was driving me bananas. I mean, I don't care who wins the games. I just can't stand watching stupidity – and guys making mental error after mental error. It's like the Giants' O-line was taking turns. And I think that's part of why Eli was a deer in the headlights. But, guys, Eli's thing used to be like he got rid of the ball quickly, never got sacked, get the ball. I mean, what is going on? That was ugly. And so the thought process behind Saquon Barkley was Eli still has it, and we want to try to win these next couple years. But Eli doesn't have it.
He doesn't have it anymore.
They're not going to win these next couple of years. So that makes their decision – I mean, it was already a bad decision. It makes it 1,000 times worse in my mind that they're not going to go anywhere with Eli, and now they don't have a quarterback. I mean, if there's a saving grace, it looks like the Giants might be pretty darn bad, which would enable them to get one of the top guys this year. I don't know if that's – the Lock kid from Missouri or Herbert from Oregon. I don't know if those guys end up being good or not. I don't think they'll be as good as Darnold. But the only way they can save face in this now is if they get another quarterback this year and he ends up being good. And then you've got Odell under contract and Shepard and Ingram and Barkley and a young quarterback. Because Eli doesn't have it, man. He is washed. It's a shame. It's sad. But it's done.
Ross, just a quick follow-up nugget. I couldn't believe this when I saw it. Dave Gettleman, the GM of the Giants, do you understand he's never traded back in the NFL draft? Ever.
Ever.
He's never once has he looked at a pick and said, you know what, I don't really love this guy, so maybe I'll trade back and get a pick or two. He's never, ever traded back a pick in the NFL draft. I find that
mind-boggling. You're exactly right, because you should be able to look at it at least once in all those rounds. You should at least once be like, you know what? There's four guys here that they're all about the same. We could trade down like four or five picks, pick up another pick, and then get a guy. Let's do it.
Right.
He never did that once. Like that's and I like Dave Goodman. I think the dude's hilarious when he talks, but that's scary.
So Ross, there are seven teams right now that are 2-0, and I think we all kind of expected the Jags and the Rams, who were two of those teams, to make the playoffs before the season started. But the other five teams, all right, I'm just going to reel them off here. Tampa, obviously, with Fitzpatrick going nuts. You've got the Broncos and the Chiefs, both 2-0. Mahomes is an unbelievable story. You've got the Bengals at 2-0. You got the Dolphins. Okay, out of those five teams, which of those five do you like making the playoffs, even though it's very early, but at 2-0?
Bengals. I think the Bengals are good. I wouldn't be shocked if the Broncos made it, but I think the Bengals. I'm not buying the Dolphins. I think the Chiefs have a very good chance, too, because they're in the AFC. I'd say out of all those, probably Chiefs and Bengals, although the Chiefs' defense is terrible. I mean, really, really bad. The Bengals have two wins now by double digits, including on the road at Indy, a team that just came to Washington and beat your guy. That by the way, that was the most Redskin thing ever.
Yep.
To go on the road week one, blow out a team, come home and lose at home like that to the Colts, that was very, very disappointing. I thought for sure we would talk this week about the Redskins being 2-0. I don't need to tell you guys this, but I was very bummed out by that. But I think the Bengals are legit. I mean, their receivers are good. Their running back, Mixon's good. Their O-line's a lot better. Their defense is good at every level. They're just good. I mean, the Bengals are back to being, you know, that stretch when they made the playoffs every year. They're back to be, and the Steelers are down. I think the Bengals end up winning that division.
Yeah, it's going to be tight between the Steelers, Ravens, and Bengals, I would think.
I think that they're back. Now, I thought that maybe it'd be like that one year when all three of them made the playoffs. I don't think that'll be the case. I think maybe two of them will make it and the other one doesn't. But the Bengals have looked really, really good so far. They've got some – it's amazing because, like, week 16 last year, I would have bet $1 million that Marvin Lewis is going to be fired, and here they are.
Hey, let me ask you about John Gruden in Oakland. I was watching some of these national shows, and people already want to jump to the conclusion that it's not going to work out for John Gruden and the game's passed him by. I'm like, they lost a squeaker and, you know, the first game, whatever. Give him some time. Do you think a game can pass a coach by when they're out coaching? They're not coaching for several years. They're just in the booth.
I don't think the game has passed him by. I think that he's made some very questionable personnel decisions, and I think that's what's gotten him into trouble before in his career, like even in Tampa. I mean, if you look at some of the moves they've made, the Martavis Bryant trade is ridiculous. And then how about this, guys? They cut him, and then after week one, they bring him back, but still give him $1.9 million, which is three times what they have to pay him.
Right.
Nobody else was trying to sign the guy. Like, and Raiders fans are like, who cares? Not that much money. And if he gets suspended, we don't have to pay him. Like, you guys don't understand. We're not in the business of paying guys three times more than they have to.
Right.
Like, they have made some very, very questionable personnel decisions and finance decisions. And I think that's what people are criticizing more than anything else. I think X and O's wise, they're fine. I think they're playing hard. You know, I guess the one thing he did, which I think is kind of smart, he brought in a bunch of veterans that, you know, guys like Derek Johnson and like Frosty Rucker, and even more recently Hankins and Clinton McDonald. These are guys that they don't really have any other options. So they're going to be very loyal to him. Because not only are they getting another year of pay, but they get another year of their 401k and their annuity and all that stuff. So people are like, oh, he's going to lose the locker room. No, he's not. You know what old guys like? Staying in the league. Right. And they like the guy that signs them to stay in the league. So I don't think he'll lose the locker room. I just think he's made a series of questionable personnel decisions. And it doesn't really make sense to have the oldest team in the league when he's told Jason Witten, I guess, in a production meeting that he feels like this is a total teardown, which, by the way, is as insulting as it can possibly get for his current GM, Reggie McKenzie. I mean, how do you come in? The guy's been the GM for like 5 years. Like, oh, yeah, man, this roster is a total teardown.
Yeah.
Really? Then why is that dude still your GM?
They're not going to last there. Yeah. Hey, real quick, Ross, did you watch the Pats-Jags game?
Yeah, I watched a decent amount of it, yeah.
Okay, so with 7.5 minutes left, the Pats are down 11. They're on their own 14, and White caught that pass and looked like a first down. They measured. He was a half a foot short. Don't you kind of have to go for it there if you're Belichick, or is there too much time on the clock?
I think, no, 7.5 minutes, he feels like there's too much time. They were at their own 14, right?
Yeah, they're on their, of course, own 14.
No, there's too much time.
But then Jacksonville went right down the field and scored. Game was over.
Right. I think... I the theme of that entire game was that Belichick thought Bortles would make a mistake. Belichick didn't believe in the Jags offense, and it cost him dearly because Bortles lit him up. Right. And that was the latest example there. I don't think you have to go there. No, I mean, because if you go there and you don't get it, the game's over right there. I think if you look in their history, that, you know, that Falcons game, playoff game,
yeah.
And the Super Bowl, obviously, even the Jags last year. The Patriots have an unbelievable ability for you to, like, look at the scoreboard and be like, man, they're done. This is over. And then they still come back and win. There's always more time than you think, I feel like, when the Patriots are behind.
Well, yeah. Because Brady can move them so quickly when needed.
I mean, it's obviously hindsight, but the next play, Bortles hit Westbrook across the middle, and he went 70 yards for a touchdown. And the game definitely.
Yeah, but they're not thinking that that's going to happen, right? I mean, he's like in his head, Belichick in his head is thinking, okay, I'm going against Doug Marrone. You know, even if we punt it away, the Jags will be conservative probably. They'll probably run it a couple times. We got a good chance to get a three and out. He's not thinking that D.D. Westbrook's taking one 70 yards to the house.
Yeah, well, they couldn't stop Bortles all day, so. Anyway, it struck me when I was watching that game. Good stuff, man.
Thank you, Ross. Great having you on.
Now he's an NFL analyst for SiriusXM and The Athletic, and of course he's got the ballcannon.com connection. Thanks,
thank
Ross.
You. Thank ball you, Ross.
Ballcannon.com. New technique this week.
I like that.
Repeat it really loudly and quick. Ballcannon.com.
That's a man after my own heart. Will join us thank at 9 you, o'clock. Ross. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9:20. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Former L.A. Laker, now the owner of an esports team. Rick Fox is going to join us at 9. Mike Rizzo at 9:20, the GM of the Nationals. And I know a lot of people are focused on what's going on in the news, whether it's the Supreme Court nomination or Hurricane Florence, which I believe is a tropical depression now.
Okay.
But this is the news that people should be talking about.
Yes.
Headline, man accused of rubbing produce on his butt in Northern Virginia grocery store.
You're doing a road trip?
That's just disrespectful. A man was arrested.
What was he upset at?
Don't know. A man was arrested at a Giant grocery store on Dumfries Road in Manassas after he was seen pulling down his pants and rubbing produce items on his buttocks.
You're kidding. Why is he bitter?
Offers responded to the Giant grocery store at about 4:30 p.m. on Saturday.
I got to tell you, that's one of the funniest things.
Officers arrested Manassas resident Michael Dwayne Johnson. It's not The Rock.
How old is he?
He's 27.
27.
He's now facing charges of indecent exposure and destruction of property.
Let me ask you a question. On his cheek or where the sun don't shine?
Those details aren't in the story. What it does say is...
I mean, was he using it as toilet paper?
He defiled... Actually, what kind of produce would you guess? I have the answer.
Lettuce.
Cucumber.
Broccoli. You guys
eggplant.
All want vegetables.
Yeah.
Apparently it was fruit. That's all I have is fruit. I don't know if it's bananas.
Well, when you initially said, honestly, the first thing I thought was an apple. But then then I was just thought, shticky. Let's go
I was
cucumber.
Thinking ahead of lettuce.
Ahead of lettuce.
Right. Ahead of lettuce. I mean,
but they use that plastic.
The early leader in the clubhouse is this guy has some sort of mental issue.
He could have taken the wrap off.
No. See, to me, the early leader in the clubhouse is disgruntled employee.
But that's not fetish.
That's a disgruntled employee move.
Somebody with an axe. Yeah,
they had to destroy. The store had to destroy several pallets of produce.
Of course,
after
they did.
Now, to me, a giant can survive that because it's so massive. So he's not taking them down.
Right.
But to me, it screams disgruntled employee.
Yeah, did they say he worked there?
Be it.
No.
Right.
Doesn't have like a motive here. The
disgruntled employee, or he knew his wife
was
about
to go to
the grocery, and he's pissed at her.
A giant store manager said he was unable to speak.
I mean,
about
like an
incident.
Ex, maybe.
Yeah,
you know, she gets sliced for salads.
He's pissed off at somebody.
Yeah, he's clearly angry about something
for sure.
Something in his life.
That's pretty ballsy, man. Just pull your pants down in the fruit set.
Do you think you've eaten food that's been defiled?
Probably, from a restaurant.
I'm praying it hasn't been.
Hopefully not in
48
the
years. Yes.
Hopefully not in the worst way ever.
Pants on the ground. I know where you're going.
Yeah. Hopefully somebody didn't, you know, make a Caesar salad. You just never know.
Yeah. How would you?
I mean, you have no idea what people are doing behind those doors.
You just said, you know what you have to do? You have to trust people.
To trust.
Trust
issue.
Them and be good humans.
Yeah.
I know it's hard sometimes.
That's why, like, I never really try to look. Like, if I go to Subway or something, I just order my stuff and I try to look away. I don't even want to see them, how they're putting it in there.
Yeah.
I don't want to see. Yeah, I just
I'm okay
see.
With if they have the gloves on.
Yeah, as long as they have the gloves on.
They got the gloves on.
Yeah,
they
better
it.
Look like an NFL wideout when they're making my sub at Jersey Mike's. They better have, like, they put their hands together. It better say Jersey Mike's on their hands.
Do they have gloves at Jersey Mike's?
When you were working at Subway in the.
This is the late 80s.
Late 80s. Were you using gloves?
I feel like gloves is relatively new.
No, I think I was.
Really?
From scanning the memory banks, I believe I was.
Because I think even back then you had to have, like, if you didn't have a hairnet, you had to have, like, your hair up or something like that. That's not, like, a new thing.
God, that was such a terrible job, being a sandwich artist.
How much did
Subway?
You make? Sandwich artist.
Like, minimum wage.
You weren't
which
an
was
artist.
What at the time?
I was probably $3.35 an hour, $3.50 an hour.
If you were
this is like 1988, 89.
If you were a sandwich artist, was I a pizza artist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently you were.
Right.
Didn't you get a certificate?
Yeah, you got
or something?
A perfect score
I didn't get
on
a certificate, but they graded my pizza and it was still like 10 out of 10.
That was back in the day of the, was it called the Piazza?
Piazza was
so good.
What was that?
It was like a pizza pie.
Yeah.
It was like a pizza pie.
Yeah. It was a gimmick.
It was a stuffed pizza before they came up with stuffed pizza.
Well, it wasn't like stuffed crust. It was like two layers.
Right, but wasn't there something in between?
Yeah, it was like a pie.
It was like a stuffed pizza.
There's no way that Pizza Hut in our old neighborhood is still open.
Still open.
What?
And here's the thing about it.
It still is.
Nobody goes in there. I think it's a delivery joint. Like, people order delivery.
Yeah.
But I've ordered pizza there, and I've walked in.
You order from the Hut?
And I've gone there to pick one up in person, like carry out.
There's 9 million other pizza joints. You picked one from the Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut's still good.
It's in the neighborhood. My mom lives down the street.
You could get every pizza in that neighborhood.
Okay.
What else is over there?
All of them.
Like what?
Papa John's, Domino's.
Papa John's is good.
I'm sure you could get a mom and pop pizza.
I'm sorry, a pan pizza still selling.
I'm getting Pizza Hut over Domino's.
I'm going thin. I don't do pan anymore.
You don't do pizza at all.
I really don't do pizza that much anymore.
But
you just
tell
eat
you
the cheese off
it.
The top like a weirdo.
My mom lives 3 blocks away. You know that. Your mom lives 3 blocks away. And you can also double dip. Sometimes I've had requests where I've got my mom who wants something from Subway because she's on this weird diet, can only eat a few things.
Right.
And then the kids want pizza, so I just go there to the plaza, I order the pizza, carry
they
out.
Don't have a...
I then walk over to the Subway, I get my Subway. When that comes out, then I go back to the Pizza Hut, and it's ready.
I'm stunned that the Pizza Hut there is still open.
Well, again, nobody
shocking.
Inside. I believe Pizza Hut kills it in the delivery
game. They used to kill it at lunch. You get the silly lunch buffet.
Yeah,
you get all
true.
The different slices.
I mean, maybe it still does. The place which you would be stunned, remember they put, I believe it was called, this is so inside in Pointer Ridge, RJ's Barbecue Pit.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of a parking
that
lot,
little
they
thing's
put
still
up
open?
A little hut. No, that
thing's,
that thing's done.
Gone. That thing's been gone for 20 years.
Yeah.
All right, let's go
They're
real
putting
quick.
In one of those trampoline places in the old Giant.
Let's go to Andrew in Manassas. Andrew, what's up?
Hey.
Is that what it sounds
good
like?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
This question is for JP, and I apologize. I know it's on Open Line Thursday, but I was watching CNN this morning, and they were showing a promo for one of the shows coming up this weekend. And a young lady in the show, she confessed to doing a killing. I guess she must have been in the Virginia area. The thing was, she was wearing a Redskin shirt, and they never blocked it out. And normally when I see those type of shows, they kind of block out stuff for image. And I was curious, JP, whether or not that's something that we're probably going to be hearing from Dan Snyder about in the immediate future.
I doubt that Dan Snyder is worried about the Redskins jersey not being blocked out in a murder case.
Yeah. Right. He just wants and people in the
fact,
seats.
Yeah. He probably likes it because
any pop is good pop. Yeah. Right?
I see J.P. Finley, our buddy J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington, just tweeted, you want to feel old? Congressional. I guess they awarded this this morning. Congressional is going to host the PGA Championship, and they're going to get a Ryder Cup. In 2031, I'll be 61 years old, and then they're getting a Ryder Cup. I'll be 66 in 2036.
They're trying to, or has it been officially
announced?
He
says, huge news for DC Golf. They will host.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
2031 PGA
Championship.
And 2036.
So, it's only 13
years away. At least one of us won't be alive for the Ryder Cup.
That's a horrible thought.
That's terrible.
It's likely.
In the 60s?
Come 66.
On. It's likely that we're all living in our 70s.
I never assume
you,
that.
You assume
ever.
Everything.
That's not assuming.
Old. And if I go, I'm going to be so hurt. Statistics. I'm going to be so gimpy.
Go to an actuary.
Hey, are we still going to be doing Hit the Skins?
We might.
We're still doing Hit the Skins.
Probably not as often.
Yeah, we won't do it every day.
I mean,
day.
It is
we'll
big it news, but it's not.
Once a week. It'll be a once a week segment.
It's not something I'm thinking about. It's so far away.
Coming up next, Rick Fox, former L.A. Laker. We'll talk about his esports team. We'll talk some NBA.
How many rings did he
win? About LeBron in L.A. I believe three.
Three with the Lakers?
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.